This is Akashvani, the news read by Sunil Verma. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will reply in the Rajya Sabha today on the motion of thanks on President Draupadi Murmu's address to the joint sitting of both houses of parliament. Mr. Modi will reply in the upper house in the evening. This was informed by Parliament Affair Minister Kiran Rijiju in a social media post. 2 days back, the Lok Sabha had adopted a motion of thanks to the President's address. Union Home Minister Amit Shah has emphasized that the entire Northeast is now on the path of development under the leadership of Prime Minister Narendra Modi. He was addressing the distribution program of over 2,800 appointment letters in Tripura government through video conference yesterday. He highlighted that the Tripura government is providing jobs with complete transparency, without any discrimination, recommendation or corruption. The Home Minister recalled that in the last 10 years, Narendra Modi government has made 3 agreements in Tripura to bring peace to the state. Mr. Shah said that the policies of the Narendra Modi government have transformed Tripura from a landlocked state to a land-linked state.
आजादी के 75 साल होने के बाद एक और कांग्रेस और कम्युनिस्ट पार्टी का पूरा शासन और इसकी तुलना में भारतीय जनता पार्टी का 7 साल का शासन, इसमें विकास के मामले में हमारा पलड़ा भारी, और इसीलिए मोदी जी ने नॉर्थ ईस्ट के राज्यों को अष्ट लक्ष्मी के रूप में पूरे देश के सामने रखने का काम किया है। एक जमाने में लैंड लॉक स्टेट के नाम से त्रिपुरा को जाना जाता था, आज लैंड लिंक स्टेट के रूप में जाना जाता है।
इन बांग्लादेश, Bangabandhu Memorial Museum in the capital Dhaka was demolished with bulldozers by a raging crowd last night amid presence of law enforcers. The museum, Dhonamondi Bottish, was the personal residence of Sheikh Mujibur Rahman, the founding president of Bangladesh and father of former Prime Minister Sheikh Hasina. The protesting crowd first vandalized and set fire to the museum around 8:30 p.m. The destruction and arson continued for hours. Janajati Sanskritik Samagam 2025 will be held at the Mahakumbh Prayagraj today, with over 15,000 tribals from across the country set to participate. Our correspondent reports that during the 6-day event, everyone will take a pledge to protect the culture and traditions of tribals. The year 2025 has been declared as Janjatiya Gaurav Varsh to commemorate the 150th birth anniversary of Birsa Munda. The U.S. Agency for International Development, USAID, has announced that all its direct hire personnel will be put on administrative leave worldwide. The decision comes after President Donald Trump's orders to merge the agency with the State Department come into force. In a statement on its website, the agency said it was currently putting together a plan alongside the State Department to recall USAID personnel stationed abroad within 30 days. It said that essential personnel expected to continue working will be informed by agency leadership by Thursday. According to figures from the Congressional Research Service, USAID has a workforce of over 10,000, with some 2/3 serving overseas in more than 60 country and regional missions. India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast light to moderate rainfall accompanied with thunderstorms and lightning over Arunachal Pradesh and northeast Assam till tomorrow, and heavy rainfall over Arunachal Pradesh tomorrow. IMD said that another fresh western disturbance is likely to affect western Himalayan region from Saturday. In men's cricket, the first match of the 3-match ODI series between India and England will be played at the Vidarbha Cricket Association Stadium in Nagpur, Maharashtra this afternoon. The match will begin at 1:30 p.m. Both the sides will test their ODI performances before going into the Champions Trophy later this month. India recently secured an emphatic 4-1 victory in the 5-match T20 international series against the visitors. And in the Indian Super League ISL football, Mohagan Bagan Super Giant defeated Punjab FC by 3-0 at the Vivekananda Yuva Bharati Krinangan in Kolkata last night. And that is the end of this news bulletin.